Wyoming's Joint Revenue Committee will not change how ad valorem taxes are collected just yet. The one-time mineral property tax has left counties over $50 million in the hole as of July due to systematic issues like an 18-month wait for tax collection and prioritizing banks. An agreeable solution is still out of reach, with the legislature cycling through the same options year after year. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports that cycle continues into 2019.
Members of the Joint Revenue Committee sit around a raised crescent-shaped table, hearing testimony about a draft bill, one that would accelerate its collection to every month rather than every 18. Larry Wolf, a former lawyer dealing with industry at Holland & Hart, calls that 18-month schedule a historical artifact.
And it is always, always disadvantaged the state of Wyoming, the school districts, the counties.
Given that ad valorem taxes help fund county services and education, another advocate for change explains the 18-month collection rather than monthly leaves counties vulnerable to companies that abandon the area without paying their taxes. Naturally, not everyone felt similarly to Wolf. The Department of Revenue said a transition could cost $5 to $6 million. Oil, gas, mining, and business advocacy groups all argued the move would be unfair to extractive companies, the ones providing the most taxes to the state. Wyoming Mining Association's Travis Detai.
To change the system because of a minor percentage of delinquent filings, it's punitive, and it's unfair to the scores of operators that comply and pay on time.
Considering the billions in assessed ad valorem taxes, groups argue delinquency is only a tiny percentage and that companies would have to hire new employees to handle a transition. Even one of the committee members, Gillette Senator Jeff Wasserberger, gave an impassioned speech arguing the accelerated collection schedule would cost thousands of jobs. Eventually, the chairman and retiring Buffalo representative, Mike Madden, called everyone to order.
Are everybody ready to vote?
Question.
Question's been called.
Senator Ellis.
No.
Senator Kinski.
No.
Senator Wasserberger.
No.
And.
Okay, that motion, or that bill was defeated.
The vote was 4-9 against the change. But the meeting didn't feel quite over. Throughout the testimony, this other idea kept popping up. One that industry, legislators, and environmentalists all seem to agree on. The concept of putting county governments first in debt collection. They call it giving counties lien superiority. Right now, counties could end up behind several bona fide creditors, receiving cents on the dollar of what's owed. Fixing that could solve the problem. Here's Travis Detai again.
And Mr. Chairman, we would support lien superiority.
Hesed Brandau with Powder River Basin Resource Council agrees.
You know, lien superiority does look like the next best solution.
Chairman Mike Madden, who's been the force behind solving ad valorem tax delinquency.
This is really something that's laying there for us, and it's something that would not harm coal companies that are in existence.
But lien superiority is far from a new idea. It failed in the legislature just last year, and the idea of monthly collection was introduced and withdrawn the year before. It's all part of this same ongoing cycle. In 2017, the lien superiority bill failed due to pressure from the Wyoming Bankers Association. Its director, Mike Giese, says nothing's changed, and he plans to make the same arguments if it comes up again.
What's going to happen is some small producer is going to come in and want to buy some equipment or something and borrow the money to do it, and the bank's going to have to say, hey, guess what? It's now a riskier loan. I'm going to either have to charge you more or I can't do it. So that's the reason why it's in the place of the way it is.
Giese says monthly collection is the only way to fix it. The Petroleum Association of Wyoming also opposed lien superiority in 2017. Its president says that likely won't change either if a bill came up. While either side bats options back and forth each year, counties like Sublette in western Wyoming are actively struggling with millions in unpaid ad valorem taxes. Roxana Jensen is the treasurer there. She had to visit Houston due to a lawsuit with Vanguard Natural Resources. The company only paid half its taxes before going bankrupt. Jensen says she's not sure if monthly collection would help her anyway, but she says lien superiority absolutely would. She remembers a bank foreclosed on a company 5 or 6 years ago, and the county never saw a dime of what was owed.
And when the bank foreclosed on them, that totally shut off my taxes because I was not in the first position.
A bill on lien superiority could appear this legislature, though no instructions were given to the Legislative Service Office. It could also become an interim topic next year. But for now, Chairman Madden says the cycle continues.
We kind of go around in circles, and certainly it could be like a volleyball type thing, I guess.
Madden says he hopes everyone remembers their commitment next time around. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.